Choose my PCC, candidates for the Derbyshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page 2, Russell Armstrong, Reform UK, page 4, Angelic Foster, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 6, David Martin Hancock, Liberal Democrats, page 8, Nicole Sibesi's own Diwini, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 10, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Derbyshire, page 12. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Page 2, on 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. Page 3, PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Derbyshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 03001311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.tlectoralcomission.org.uk/vote-and-cleccions. Russell Armstrong. Page 4, Reform UK. Election Statement. I'm an entrepreneur from Derby that is sick of crime, lies and poor service. I do not believe that the police should be headed by a political office which spends huge sums on PR and staff, while our police are stretched beyond all reason. That is why I have stood up and said enough is enough, it's time for reform. I want to restore the trust between the community and officers through hard work and real service. The key is fairness and communication. I will strive to reduce red tape and unlock the police from the tight political straitjacket they currently seem to be under, so that they can actually get on with their job. Prioritizing solving the crimes that matter to the local community. Putting the resources they do have directly into doing the job they are employed to do, keeping our communities safe. Investigating real crimes that affect real people. As part of the drive for efficiency, I will slim down the PCC office, reducing costs and improving accountability while freeing up more money for local services. The police are paid by us, the taxpayers. Page 5. We must find a way to ensure that they can do their job, protecting US rather than spending money on a PR office. I will also ensure that the police work in a fair, economical and cost-effective way, effectively utilizing all the resources available. I'm not happy with just rhetoric, misleading reports, glossy leaflets. We must have real results, we must have reform. Prepared by Timothy Prosser of 4 Lady Mantle Close, Derby, DE735PY. Contact details. Website. https://eastmidlandsreform.uk. Email, russell.armstrong@reformderby.uk. Angelic Foster. Page 6. Conservative candidate, more police. Safer streets. Election statement. I was elected in 2021 as your first Conservative Police and Crime Commissioner by the residents of Derbyshire and Derby City, after years of failure by the previous Labour commissioners. This brought an end to their ineffective and weak approach to crime and antisocial behaviour. I promised the public I would restore strong local policing and take a tougher approach to crime and antisocial behavior. I have delivered on all my promises to you by recruiting an extra 351 police officers, increasing police patrols and keeping police stations open. Introducing a tougher approach to antisocial behavior, burglaries and road safety, leading to 50% reduction in ASB. 31% reduction in burglaries, 22% fall in fatal road traffic collisions, a stronger rural crime team. Page 7, call waiting times reduced by half, 22% increase in stop and search. I have a track record of representing the residents of Derbyshire and Derby City and delivering results for all in our area. There is still more to be done. Help me make Derbyshire stronger and safer. My promise to you. To be a strong voice for people of Derbyshire, putting the law-abiding citizen first and working to ensure your views are heard and your priorities are delivered so you can go about your daily business without fear of being a victim of crime. To provide strong leadership and manage Derbyshire Constabulary's multi-million pound budget robustly. Reducing waste and focusing resources back on fighting crime and frontline policing. To oppose all police station closures. To stand firm against woke policing, evidence shows that Conservative police and crime commissioners perform better than any other party. Vote Conservative on Thursday, 2 May 2024. prepared by Alexander Guy Dale, agent of North Derbyshire Conservatives, Unit 326, Coney Green Business Centre, Wingfield View, Clay Cross, S459JW. Contact details. Website, https://www.angeliqueufoster.org.uk. Email, angeliqueufoster22@gmail.com. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/angeliqueupcc. David Martin Hancock. Page 8, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. The role of the Police and Crime Commissioners is to be the public's voice in holding our police service to account. I have a wealth of experience in representing my local community. I'm currently in my third time as a district councillor at North East Derbyshire District Council and, on an even more local level, in my second term as a parish councillor for Wingerworth and my fourth as a parish councillor for Tupton, so I'm used to working with our police at a real grassroots level. My home is the semi-rural village of Tupton, between Clay Cross and Chesterfield, and, over the years I have worked in Chesterfield, Clay Cross and Derby City, so have first-hand experience of the very different issues that affect people and communities across the very different areas around Derbyshire. I'm Derbyshire born and bred. I grew up in a council house to working-class parents. My late father was a bricklayer and mum a cleaner. I left school straight after my O-levels and I've worked ever since. It's an upbringing I'm proud of. Page 9. I grew up in a community that shaped me into the person I am, to respect everyone, no matter what their background, financial status or education. Our communities are built on diversity, and that diversity is their strength. As Liberal Democrats, we respect everyone, and it is our responsibility to stand up for all of you. A healthy society is built on justice for everyone, and I commit to ensuring that we have that in Derbyshire. Prepared by Stuart Bray, on behalf of David Hancock, Liberal Democrats, all at 172 Queen Victoria Road, New Tupton, Chesterfield, Derbyshire, S426DU. Contact details. Telephone, 0770343780. Email, david.hancock@nedbd-libdems.com. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/poplec-dash-hancock-fo-r-dash-derbyshire/POLICEDASCIME-COMMISS/6155723336530/. Nicole Sibesi's own Diwini. Page 10, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I have spent months listening to residents across Derbyshire, in our villages, towns, rural communities and city. I understand and share their community safety and policing concerns and I believe everyone should feel safe no matter where they live, work or study in our region. It's impossible to deliver the best for our residents if we keep making cuts to our public services. Our police are under significant strain and struggling to do the best they can with limited resources. Derbyshire deserves better and on May 2nd a vote for change is possible. We can rebuild, we can invest, and we can offer our communities and the next generation safety and security. Having graduated with a degree in criminology and international relations and having served as a district councillor, managing the Safer and Stronger Communities portfolio, I know the challenges ahead. Page 11. If elected, I will use my public and private sector experience to provide solutions that will help transform our communities by preventing crime and antisocial behavior through prioritizing early intervention and diversionary activities, protecting residents and providing support for victims of crime and those impacted by crime, policing our neighborhoods with increased police officer and PCSO numbers, targeting resources and securing more funding, prosecuting more offenders by working with the CPS and police to improve communication, reduce delays, and bolster case file quality to drive up the charge rate, partnering and collaborating with key organizations, criminal justice partners, schools and businesses to strengthen our strategic approach to tackling crime, ensuring a visible and accessible presence in our communities that puts the needs of local people first, restoring public trust, confidence and pride in our police service, which is imperative. Statement prepared by Neil Rayner, Agent, Floor 2, Kelvin House, RTC Business Park, London Road, Derby, DE248UP. Contact details. Website, https://www.nicollendiwene.com. Email, nn@nicollendiwene.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Derbyshire. Page 12. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Derbyshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Derbyshire on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Armstrong, Russell, Reform UK; Foster, Angelic, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets; Hancock, David Martin, Liberal Democrats; Diwini, Nicole Cybezizo, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Emily Feenan, The Council House, Corporation Street, Derby, DE12FS. Email, elections@derby.gov.uk. Telephone, 01332 640837. Web, https://www.derby.gov.uk/elections. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Derbyshire_BKT.